Hey neighbor, sorry for the bother, but I think a package of yours delivered to my place instead. Which is weird. The post really makes mistakes like this at all. Don't worry, it's not much of a bother. Especially since you're such a sweet neighbor. You sure? I don't want to bother you by randomly intruding, but it would be nice to smell your sweet scent. Huh? I didn't say anything. Anyway, yeah, sure. I'll come in. I'm sure your cookies are gonna taste amazing. Your baked goods are always so good. It's fine. Do you know what's inside this package? I didn't want to open it, since that would be rude of me. You don't remember ordering anything? Weird. Did you place an order 2 months ago or something? Maybe you forgot about it? I tend to do the same. Sometimes I buy something that was, you know, 3 months ago, and it arrives, and I don't know what it is until I open it. Well, I guess there's one way for you to find out. A perfume bottle? And you already own this? Then why did you order that again? Did you place it when you were drunk or something? That's weird. Oh, thanks. You don't have to get some for me to take home. It's fine. I can have some here. You made a lot? Well, if you say so. If only you knew, dear neighbor, that I was the one who bought you this. I wanted to get your favorite scent as a gift. I needed to. Make sure not to leave them out for too long? Oh, don't worry. Well, I should get going. Thanks again, neighbor. You'll see me out? Oh, how kind of you. Wait, before I go, I need to tell you something, actually. Well, there's a little secret I need to tell you. But you need to promise me you won't tell anyone, okay? So, to be honest, there's another reason why I came here. And it's to finally take you for myself. Because I love you so much. Do I need to repeat it? You have no idea how long I've watched you. How long I've longed to snatch you up and throw you down so I can finally rearrange your insides. I can't help but think of you every time I touch myself. It's addicting, like that sweet scent of your perfume. How did I know you like that perfume? I told you. I watched you. I know everything you do. What you moan at night when you touch yourself. And every time I witness that, it takes so much for me not to barge in and take you right here and there and now. You should really invest in better home security, dear neighbor. If it wasn't some other creep who didn't care about you seeing you vulnerable like that, who knows what they would do to you. I love and care about you. That's why I've been watching you for so long. Leave or you'll call the police? And what evidence do you have, dear neighbor? You don't have a single security camera on your property. Oh, no, shh, don't cry. I promise I'm not here to hurt you. Not unless you make me hurt you. Save those tears for later, my dear neighbor. What do I want from you? Didn't I tell you? I want you for myself. Don't you see? No? Well, that's too bad. You never had a choice to begin with. I see you eyeing that front door. It's locked, remember? You locked it behind you. It's almost like you wanted me to stay with you, which makes me so happy. Pinning you to this wall never fails to get me so excited. I fantasized about all the things I would do to you, and once I had you for myself, I guess I can finally act out all my fantasies with you. Let you go? No, you're mine now. I can't and I won't let go of you. Now let's have some fun, shall we? How does being tied down and fucked silly until you pass out? Oh no? Well, too bad, because you're mine now, and things that belong to me have no will. My will is your will. Now come on, my dear lovely neighbor. Let's have some fun.